One last time, I get to introduce Dr. Marks to come up and give us a closing 5 minutes, or 10.
I was sitting back there, kids. You actually can shoot the artillery. Just join the Army or the United States Marine Corps. I've watched those shells explode and blow up trucks. It is cool. I shot an M16 and did infantry training. That's cool. Just don't want to be on the receiving end of it all, that's for sure. Well, has this been helpful for you? Thank you. I'm going to give you guys some dopamine. Many of you have given me a lot of dopamine, and I thank you for it. You know, I say this a lot, but it's really true. I'm always honored to know that the Lord will use a wounded, broken vessel to communicate his heart and love and truth. And I know that some of you had some insights and realizations that created some transformations, and I'm excited about that for you and the difference that will make. If I could just encourage you, if out of anything you do, share appreciations. If you recall my cell phone says something like this: "Hi, you've reached Rick Marks. I'm not available right now. Leave a phone message, you know, leave that kind of stuff." And then I say something like this: "And by the way, while you're thinking about it, why don't you think of somebody that means a lot to you right now and call them and share and appreciate with them and bless their life." That's how much I believe in it. It's amazing how many people call me, hear that message, and leave me an appreciation, you know? But my encouragement is to go and share those appreciations. Do it as a family. Your kids need to hear it. They need the dopamine. Your spouse needs to hear it. Your friends need to hear it. And if you're an employer, your employees need to hear it, because it's powerful. And if you kind of think about the week really kind of started kind of talking about how God created us to bond and attach, and how we connect, and that we connect by the meeting of needs, and pain pursues what? See, everything you do is going to, everything we do is need motivated. It's how Father wired us. My God will supply all your needs. Sometimes we just turn to rat poison in order to get our needs met. And though it will satisfy in the moment, the rat poison just leaves you in more what? More pain. And so it's when the way we deal with pain relationally is through attachment, is by bonding, is through love and intimacy with God, self, and others. And when we can learn to live in that, not perfectly, but maturely. Because a lot of what I talked about is maturity. What does a mature person look like? And what does an immature person look like? And sadly, there's a lot of immaturity today, even in adults. And that healthy, mature people operate a certain way and immature people don't. And some people have asked about how do you get a copy of those four descriptions that I have. I can't give those to you because those are from my mentor, but they're in her book, all right? And her book is Passage to Intimacy by Dr. Lori Gordon. And so you can pick that book up on Amazon if you want. It has it in there and a lot more. She was brilliant when it came to relationships. And so if I can just give you an admonition: love well, forgive, don't hold on to grudges. The only person that suffers is you. And all that negative energy is gonna affect others around you. All right? You're raising the next generation, my brothers and sisters, and what you invest in now will manifest in them. So ask yourself, what are you creating today by what you do today or not do today? What impact will I have down the road? For those of you who are married, just remember, which we didn't go into this, but I'm going to strongly encourage you, come to the couples retreat. If you can make it, come. It's the second weekend of September, right? The weekend after Labor Day. Come to that. You're going to learn everything you want to know about bonding and attachment, emotional regulation, and skills. We actually teach you what to do, all right? But one of the things we talk heavy about in there is, why did God make marriage? And here's a simple answer rather quickly. Marriage is the only relationship humans enter into that image the Trinity. And when the Trinity breaks down, you break down the image of God to the world. That is why marriage is so important to God in the scriptures. It starts in the garden with the marriage. And at the end of the book, Revelation, guess what it ends with? It ends with the marriage. There's a wedding feast coming. We who are Christians are the bride. Our heavenly husband is coming to redeem us. There's a wedding supper coming. And everything in between is all about him reaching out for this wayward bride to reclaim her, to love her intimately, and bring her into his house so they could have one marvelous, glorious relationship. And that's what he's pursuing with all of us. So I always ask myself this question, kind of how I think. Am I treating my wife the way my heavenly husband is treating me, his bride? Did you get that? Since I'm the bride, because I'm a part of the church, how does my heavenly husband treat me as his bride? And he says, I expect you to treat Luella the same way. I also submit we should be treating each other that way no matter what anyways, right? And in the larger scope of it, we should be treating everybody that way. So I hope in some way this has been a week to encourage you, to challenge you, and hopefully most importantly, just to enrich you. See some things different, things you didn't know. Always stay teachable. And if anything, I hope it's just blessed you and your family and created an opportunity for you to look inside and affirm some things you're doing well, challenging things you can do differently. And overall, when you leave here, having had a little more connection, a little more deeper love, and a little more appreciation for what you do have. Is that okay? Thank you.